We're talking on Thursday about the sugi of mitzvah sriches kavona. Tosfos on Kuftes Vavam Aleph has a comment that all the Amoraim in our sugya, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Rish Lakish, they all hold mitzvah sriches kavona. And we described how Tosfos knew that. But Tosfos says this is in sharp contrast to Avua de Shmuel in Rosh Hashanah, who says that kfo v'ochel matzah yotzah, if someone is forced to eat matzah, then he's yotzah the mitzvah v'achilas matzah on the Lev HaSeder. Avuah the Shmuel clearly assumes that mitzvah is the same tzrichas kavanas. That's why even a person who's forced to eat matzah is going to be yotzah the mitzvah. So then Tosfos gets involved in the rayas. Tosfos says, why did the Gemara there not call the rayas from our Gemara the mitzvah's ain't tzrichas kavanah? And why did our Gemara not call the rayas from Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah's tzrichas kavanah? So he says a fundamental yisod, that the Gemara there doesn't quote the raya of ochlo b'lo miskaven yotza, that if you eat the mara without kavana, you aren't going to be yotza, because that's talking about achila. And a mitzvah of achila is different, even if you assume normally mitzvah sichas kavana, but for a mitzvah of achila, you're not going to require kavana. So there's no raya from a mitzvah of achila. That's why the Gemara there doesn't quote it. We're talking about tokei l'shir, tki ashofar, it's not an achila dika mitzvah. It's talking about tefillah. If you're piercing achorei beis haknesses and you're mechaven for what they're saying, so then you can be yotzei. Shrichas kavana, ain't shrichas kavana. That's talking about tefillah and tkiya, not talking about achila. But achila, perhaps even if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, but by achila you're not going to require kavana. That's what Tosfos wanted to suggest. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah had a different approach. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah said, this is different. This is talking about mara derabanan. And maybe even if mitzvah sriches kavana min haTorah, min derabbanan, by mitzvah derabbanan, ain sriches kavana. So we said that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah didn't want to suggest the approach of Tosfos by us, Tosfos Sochem, because Tosfos Sochem is built on the idea of shekein nene, that when you eat, so you're being nene from the achila, somehow that hanah allows you to be mekayim the mitzvah. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says, shekein nene is a din legabe isurim, sasi b'chalavim v'arayas chayiv. Misasik doesn't mean a shogeg. Shogeg means that you don't know that this is awesome, right? You're a shogeg, let's say shogeg on Shabbos, right? So you don't know it's Shabbos, so you don't know that this is a malacha. Misasik is worse. Misasik is less than that. So you don't even know what you're doing. Misasik b'chelev means that you have two pieces of meat in front of you. You know, chelev is awesome to eat, and shuman is also a fat. It's like chelev, but it's kosher fat. Right, there are kosher fats in the animal, there are non-kosher fats. So let's say you have two pieces of meat in front of you. One is kosher, one is not kosher. Chelev and shuman. And you're about to take the shuman. You're about to take the shuman. And something distracts you. Someone distracts you. And you take the chelev. And you eat the chelev. So you don't even realize what you're doing. You know that that's chelev, but you weren't planning on taking the chelev. You were planning on taking the shuman. This is how Rashi in Krisis and Daf Yutess and Abayis describes Misasik B'chalov. That you don't realize what you're doing. In Shabbos, there's even another level. We're not going to discuss all the details, but the concept of Misasik B'chalovim is that you don't even realize what you're doing. Something missing from the Maisa. It's not just that you're lacking understanding of the Isser. Is this us or is it not us? You know the Isser, but there's something missing from your action. You thought you were doing one thing, it turns out you're doing something else. So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah could say that Misasik B'chalov V'arayas Chayav Shekein Nena, that's a din legabe Isurim. What does that have to do with mitzvahs? What does that have to do with mitzvahs? Chayav for the Hana. You were Nena, so therefore you're going to be Chayav. But you can't be Yotzei a mitzvah with Hana. So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah could deny the whole connection of Shekein Nena to mitzvahs. And that's why Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah didn't give our Tosfos his approach. Why did our Tosfos not suggest the approach of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah? Tosfos Sochem could hold. Maybe if you claim mitzvah sichas kavana, maishna deraisa from the rabbana. What's the difference? Called the tikkun rabbana can deraisa tikkun. Chazal have always been sakin mitzvah rabbana the same way as mitzvah deraisa. So if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana by deraisa, why shouldn't you hold that by the rabbanas? Poshut. I mean, it's a nice chiluk. We said the Magen Avraham quotes Radvaz, the paskins like that, a chiluk between deraisa and the rabbana. But our Tosfos could just say that mehechetesi. Why should I distinguish between deraisas and derabbanans? We often say called the tikkun rabbanan can deraisa tikkun. Again, we don't always say that. Right? We say sveka derabbanan lekula, sveka deraisa lechumra. There are distinctions, so there's room for debate. Should we compare the Raisas and the Rabbanan to Aviyah, or should we not? But it could be that that's part of the debate of Tosis himself and Tosis and Rosh Hashanah. Our Tosis assumes that even if mitzvah sichas kavana, but for achila, mitzvah sein sichas kavana. But we pointed out from the Karnei Re'eim that there are differences between types of achila. After all, we know Avuah de Shmuel's shita, the mitzvah sein sichas kavana, is from kfo v'ochel matzah. Right? And on that he says mitzvah sein sichas kavana. So like, how can Tosfos say that by achila, everyone holds mitzvahs and shichas kavana? Even if you hold mitzvahs and shichas kavana, but by achila, everything is different. They're mitzvahs and shichas kavana. Rav is medayik from Avuah de Shmuel, that mitzvahs and shichas kavana and kol haTorah kula, even Avuah de Shmuel is talking about achila too. So what's Tosfos talking about? That's the Marsha's kasha. So the Karnei Re'eim answered, no, there's a difference. Avuah de Shmuel is talking about achila bal karcho, kfo v'ochel matzah, they're forcing him to eat the matzah. You can't say shekein nen if they're forcing him. It's against his will. By achila b'ratzon, you can say shekein nen. Even by maror, as we pointed out, against the Pnei Yeshua. Even by maror, you can say shekein nen, even though it's a dover mar, there you can say shekein nen. But by achila bal karcho, then Tosfos says you can't say shekein nen. So achila bal karcho is like tkiyah shofar. It's like any other mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah achila. Because the whole uniqueness, the special character of mitzvah achila, for which you'll say you don't need kavana, even if in general mitzvah achila is kavana, the special quality of achila is because of shekei nena. But achila balkartha, you can't say shekei nena, says those, it's like a shofar. So that's why Rav extrapolates from Avuah de Shmuel that mitzvahs ain't shechas kavana. This is Shitas Tosfos by us. We started to point out on Thursday that there are Rishonim that take Tosfos' approach, but they actually push it one step further. Meaning, they take Tosfos' approach that Achila is different, even if normally mitzvah silas kavana, by Achila you don't need kavana because of Shekei Nena. But they say even by Achila bal karcha will still apply Shekei Nena. Tosfos didn't want to say that, as the Karnei Re'eim points out. It's clear he didn't say that. Because he's saying Avuah de Shmuel is different. But there are Rishonim who say that maybe even by Achila Bal Karcha we can apply Shekei Nena. We pointed out that the Ravid in his Hasogas on the Baal Amor, right here in Psachim, seems to say like that. Because the big Machlokas of Rishonim had a Paskin Lahalochin, the Shiloh of Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. Our Tosfos Paskins Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. The Baal Amor Paskins Mitzvah Ein Tzichas Kavanah. Ein Tzichas Kavanah. Why does the Baal Amor say that? Well, he says, look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Avuah de Shmuel, Rava. Right, all the Amoraim there in Rosh Hashanah seem to be saying Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah. Okay, there's a back and forth on Chav Ches and Mebeis, Chav Tes and Manav, there are Brises back and forth. But look at Avuah de Shmuel and Rava. They say Beferish Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavanah. Says up to Baal Amor, we should pass them like that. Back and forth, right? Tosfos and Baal Amor. Machlokas had a Pasker. But comes the Ravid and says, what's the Baal Amor bring the Rai from Avuah de Shmuel? But he says, Avuah de Shmuel and Rava hold mitzvah sein tzichas kavana. By kfo v'ochel matzah, hatokeh l'shir yatzah. So therefore, we should pass the mitzvah sein tzichas kavana. Comes the Ravid and says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's how Rava understood Avuah de Shmuel. But who says he's right? Who says he's right? Maybe Taka. You pass in mitzvah sichas kavana, like the Amoraim of our sugya. I Avuah de Shmuel. You can have Avuah de Shmuel too. You can have your Amoraim from Agamara and Avuah de Shmuel. Have your cake and eat it too. Now you don't have to reject Avuah de Shmuel and say he's in a different camp. No, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Reish Lakish, and Avuah de Shmuel might all hold mitzvah sichas kavana. I but Avuah de Shmuel says kfal v'achal matzah yatzah. The answer is it's a mitzvah achila. And by mitzvah zachila, even if normally mitzvah tzichas kavana, but by mitzvah zachila, ain't tzichas kavana. So Avuah de Shmuel is not against everyone. It's just talking about achila, so that's different. So Rav is standing by himself. But we should really paskin, claims the Ravid, we should paskin mitzvah tzichas kavana. But achila is different. Achila is different. That's what the Ravid wanted to suggest. Vishanya achila mishar mitzvahs. Hoel v'nena, shekei matzino misasik b'shabes poter, avu misasik b'chalav v'arayas chayiv shekfar nena. The Rabba who the Yolif Lusha Mitzvah Me'achilas Matzav. Look, I'm like I was saying, Rava tried to extrapolate from Fo Ochel Matzah Yotzah to Kol HaTorah Kula. But who says the extrapolation is right? Says the Ravid. Maybe Achila is different. We'll say Shekeinena. Notice the Ravid is saying Shekeinena by Achila, even by what? Fo Ochel Matzah, even by Achila Bal Korcha. Against Tosfos. Tosfos is distinguishing between Rosh Hashanah and our Sugya. The Ravid is saying that Avua de Shmuel might be going in tandem with our Sugya. Right? Avua de Shmuel also could be saying, he really could hold Mitzvah Sirvas Kavanah, but he says, Kfo of Ochamatz is different because by Achila you don't need Kavanah. By Achila you don't need Kavanah, that's the Achila Bal Korcha. You see, the Ravid is learning that even by Achila Bal Korcha, you can still say Shekinah. Against our Tosfos. And we find a similar idea in the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. A very famous Ran. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah is dealing with one of the most famous stiras in the Rambam. It's like, you know, some people like to collect stiras in the Rambam. This is mamash a collector's item. I mean, you got to know this Rambam. This is a stira in the Rambam that there's a whole literature to try to explain this Rambam. That's the kind of stira like when you're in the calf. Without a mask, and you can actually talk to the person online about it. You tell them, well, what steer in the Rambam do you have? Well, what have you heard recently? I'll tell you a steer in the Rambam. This is something you talk about. This is what you talk about during supper. No? Of course. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Ilchus Kameitzu Matzah, Perek Vav Alocha Gimel writes, Ochel Matzah B'lo Kavana Kagon, Shansu Akum Alistim Lechel, Yotzi Dechav Osim. Rambam says, Kfo V'Ochel Matzah Yotzi. He passed as like Avuah d'Shmuel. And yet in Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, HaMisasik B'Tkiya Shofar L'Islamid Lo Yotza Chavosim. V'chein HaShomea Min HaMisasik Lo Yotza. Someone's mislamed, someone's just training, practicing, is not Yotza. Someone who hears from a person who's practicing, that is not yotzi. Niskaven shomer lo yotzi dechavosa, lo niskaven atokea lo tzio, lo yotzi dechavosa. You need kavonas ha-mashmiya, kavonas ha-shomer in order to be yotzi. So from the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, you get the impression, mitzvahs, surichas kavonah. Someone who's tokea lehislamed, tokea leshir, even someone who's tokea lemitzvah, but he's not mechavin to be motzi the shomer, lo yotzi dechavosa, he's not going to be yotzi. Mitzvah surichas kavonah. And yet in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says, Kfo v'ochel matzah yotzah. Sounds like Mitzvah Zayin Tzirchas Kavanah. It's Mahamash Astir in the Rambam. Pella in the Rambam. So the Magi Mishnah was sensitive to this. Magi Mishnah, Hilchos Shofar answers, that maybe the Rambam distinguishes between mitzvahs that involve a maisa, an action, and mitzvahs that don't involve an action. So mitzvahs that involve an action, the Rambam holds Mitzvah Zayin Tzirchas Kavanah. For mitzvahs that involve an action, like matzah, the Rambam holds mitzvahs and tzvichas kavanah. But for mitzvahs that don't involve an action, like shofar is belave. So there, the Rambam says that mitzvahs and tzvichas kavanah. Meaning, what the Magid Mishnah really is saying is, what does the Rambam really hold? What does the Rambam really hold? The Rambam really holds that mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavanah. Mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavanah. Most mitzvahs have an action. So the Rambam says, whenever you have a maisa, that's fine. You do the maisa mitzvah, you're going to be yotzei. Mitzvah sein tzirchas kavanah, no need for kavanah. But the Magid Mishnah says, what is the Rambam saying about shofar? Shofar is unique. Shofar doesn't have a mitzvah. As the Gemara itself says, zichron truam rachman. It's all belave. It's listening. We talked about this at great length at the beginning of the year. The Rambam, Shuvis, says that the mitzvah of shofar is only the shmiya. That's why the Nusach HaBrach is l'shma kol shofar. It's not the tkiyah. The tkiyah is just a hechshem. The mitzvah is all in the shmir. It's all belief. So Zokta Magid Mishnah, the Rambam says that even though normally mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavanah, but by shofar, by a mitzvah that's belief, that's not a mitzvah in the maisa, there's a special requirement that you need kavanah. That's why the Rambam holds that by shofar, mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavanah. That's not the paradigm. That's not the model. That's not the standard. The standard normally is mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavanah. But that's because most mitzvahs are mitzvah sheyesh b'hem maisa. But shofar is unique. Shofar is different. It's the exception to the rule. Shofar is a mitzvah without a maisa. The kiyum is the kavanah saleh. So by shofar, the Rambam holds that mitzvah is shichas kavan. This is the answer the Magen Mishnah gives for the Rambam. But the Ran in Rosh Hashanah gives a different answer. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, just one moment, please. Ran and Rosh Hashanah quoted in the packet offers a different way. This is in packet 2 on page 3. Ran says, V'chein posok ha-Rambam Perksheni mechaz shofar tzor she'izkaven mashmir lahotzi v'shomer lotze salav hafi lo yotze. Says the Ran. The Svira lay the Bitkiya shofar came in the chazina the Reb Zeira Amar L'shamei Chavinat Kali Naktina the Tzarech Kavan. The Ran starts from the other direction. He says, "Look, Reb Zeira told his shamish that when you blow shofar, be mechavin to be motzini." So the Rambam saw in that Reb Zeira holds mitzvah Zeira's Kavan. The standard is shofar. That's the model. Really, mitzvah tzrichas kavan. The exact opposite of the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says the standard is mitzvah tzrichas kavan. A shofar is the exception. The Ran says no. Shofar is the standard. Really, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. Really, mitzvahs tzrichas kavan. Shofar is the standard. Really, mitzvahs tzrichas kavan. We don't see anyone arguing against Avuah de Shmuel explicitly, so we're not going to push that off. Says the Ran, shofar is the standard, really, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, ay, kfa'u v'ocha matzis yotza, achila is different, shekei nana. So even if you don't have kavanah, you're still going to be yotze by achila. U'begemara nami avdinan tzrichasa mimatzah l'shofar, says the Ran, the reality is we have a tzrichasa in the Gemara for matzah to shofar. Right? The Gemara says, Mahu de Tema, Echol Amarachmana Beha Ochal, Avil Shofar, Zichon Shuoksev. I would think that by Achilas Matzah you don't need Kavana because he did the Maisa Achilas, that's enough, but Shofar is somehow different. Dr. Ran, the Rambam Paskins, like that Havamina. What's that Havamina? That Echol Amarachmana Beha Ochal, and Shekei Nene, like Rashi there explains, you were Nene. So because you were Nene, I would think that's enough by Achila. Kamash Malon, Rava says no. Right, Kamash Malon, Rava says it's nothing to do with Achila. And that's why even by shofar, mitzvah says Achilas Kavana. Right? That's the Havamina is to distinguish that by shofar mitzvah Achilas Kavana, but by Achila, mitzvah says Achilas Kavana. And Rava says no. Hatokel l'shir yotze, even by shofar, mitzvah says Achilas Kavana. But the Rambam Paskas like the Havamina, says the Ran. The Takad is a chilek. By shofar, mitzvah sichas kavana. But by achila, by matzah, mitzvah sichas kavana. Because that's all about achila, shekei nana. So even though the Gemara makes a tzrichas of matzah to shofar, hilkachafa gav the shofar, midchia, the kaimla tzara kavana, bekvo, vachal matzah, naktina the yatzah. The Ran says the Rambam Paskas like the Havamina. The Havamina of the Gemara. But what's the case that the Rambam is talking about? Kfa'u v'achol matzah. The Ran is saying, by kfa'u v'achol matzah, the Rambam is going to claim that mitzvah sent shichas kavanah. That even if normally mitzvah shichas kavanah, like by shofar, but kfa'u v'achol matzah, it's a mitzvah chila, shekei nana tells me that you don't need kavanah. Shekei nana tells me you don't need kavanah. It's doch achila bal karcha. How's that shekei nana? The Ran and the Ravid are going together. Tosfos suggested that Shekei Nana applies to Mitzvah Shel Achila, but as the Kanirim explains, based on the Lashon of Tosfos only said that about Achila Biratz, not Achila Balkarcha. But you see clearly that the Ran and the Ravid were saying that even by Kfa'uva Achal Matzah, we'll use the principle of Shekein Nene. Even by Achila Bal Karcha, we can say Shekein Nene to tell me that the Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. So we have our work cut out for us. We have all the Shitas, but now we have to give a beer. What's this Yesod of Tosfos? Tosfos and the other Rishonim that even the Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana in general, but by Achila, Shekein Nene tells me that you don't need kavanah. And why should I go even further, like the Ravid and the Ran, that even by Achila Bal Korcha, Shekein Nene will tell me that you don't need kavanah for the mitzvah? Benji.
At the end of the day, the
Magen
Mishnah goes all the way to the other extreme. He thinks always he can kavanah. The
Maizik,
he thinks
he can kavanah
in every place.
So he holds that. He says normally mitzvahs ain't shechas kavanah. Shofar is different. Shofar is the exception.
No, he walks back the svara, and he says he thinks it's flawed
girsa. That's true. Okay, he throws out this idea of the flawed girsa. But okay, if you're not going to work with the, he says if you're not going to work with the flawed girsa, what I'm telling you is the only chiluk. So I'm yeah.
Right. When he gets rid of his girsa, he walks back so far that he crosses the line and he has to say everything is shechas kavanah from the
ancient. You're right. But I'm trying to work with those Rishonim that are going to justify the chiluk in the Rambam. So it is true the Magen Mishnah, the Emes doesn't like the chiluk. He wants to say there's a Tol Sofer in the Rambam. But you know, I'm not inclined to say that. You know, I'm not inclined to say that. So if you don't say that, what's the chiluk? So he gives his chiluk. The Rambam gives his chiluk. There are other chilukim that are given is a Beis Halevi. There are other chilukim, but these are the two main chilukim in the Rishonim. So I want to work with this chilukim. So what's pshat? This is very difficult. Why should we assume that mitzvah shel achila somehow are different? If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana because of shekein nene, so therefore by mitzvah shel achila it should be different. Shekein nene is a din lagabi issa misasi bechalavim barayas chayav shekein nene. What does that have to do with mitzvahs? If you're nana from the mitzvah, you're going to be owed to the mitzvah. That the mitzvah is about hanah. So what the shekein nana in the achila? The hanah is not the mitzvah. So why should it matter shekein nana? And according to the Ravid and the Ran, it's even more difficult. Achila bal karcha. You're going to say shekein nana by an achila bal karcha. What kind of shekein nana is that? Well, we talked about morar. Maybe you shouldn't even say shekein nana by a dover mar. But certainly achila bal karcha. They're force feeding him, and you're going to say shekein nana. What does that mean? So to explain these shittas, we have to go back to the basics. We have to look at this principle of Shekein Nene and try to understand it and see how it can apply to mitzvahs. This idea that Shekein Nene can apply to mitzvahs and somehow take the place of Kavana, l'chora, is built on two assumptions. Two assumptions. One is, what does Shekein Nene apply by Isur? What does Shekein Nene accomplish by Isur? One issue we have to address is, what does Shekein Nene accomplish by Yisur? The other issue that it's built on is, what's the purpose of Kavana by Mitzvahs? When we say Mitzvah Srivas Kavana, what does that mean? Okay, let's take these in Yonim one by one. What does Shekein Nene accomplish? So, one way to look at it, the simple way that we've been assuming until now, is that why mitzvahs of chalavim v'arayas chayav shekein nene? What's the mechayev by arayas and by chalavim? The hanok. That's one way to look at it. You're chayev for the hanok. If you're nene from the chaylev, from that maisa achila, so then you're going to be chayev for the hanok. That's one way to look at shekein nene. And that's why even if mitzvahs of chalavim v'arayas, even if you're mitzvahs, what does mitzvahs mean? You don't know what you're doing. So it's not really a maisa. How can it be your maisa? How can it be your maisa? How can that maisa relate to you? You don't even know what you're doing. You were thinking you took the shum, and it turns out you took the chaylev. So how can we relate that maisa to you? It's almost like the maisa achila happened by itself. So Shekein Nene could tell me that even though it's like the maisa happened by itself, but the reality is your guf was nene. So if your guf was nene, you're chayav for the hanah. That's one way to look at Shekein Nene. But the other way to look at Shekein Nene is that even though you did the ma'aseh b'misasek, you did a ma'aseh without realizing what you were doing. You lunged for what you thought was shuman, it turns out it was chaylev, and you ate the chaylev, so you didn't realize what you were doing. So you would think at first glance that that ma'aseh doesn't relate to you. It's like it happened by itself. But Shekinah tells me that we can't disassociate the ma'aseh from the gashmi. It has to relate to you. Because your guf got hanah. So even though you were mesazik and you didn't realize what you were doing, we can't say that the ma'aseh just happened by itself. Because you were nene from that ma'aseh. It's not that you're chayah for the hanah, you're chayah for the ma'aseh. You're chayah for the ma'aseh. So what's Shekinah? Who cares about hanah? The answer is hanah automatically relates the ma'aseh to the gashmi. Even if he didn't know what he was doing, it doesn't matter. The hanah automatically relates the ma'aseh to the gavra. So he doesn't have a p'tur. He can't say, oh, the ma'aseh doesn't relate to me, it just happened by itself. It didn't happen by itself. The fact that you were nana automatically relates the ma'aseh to the gavra, and of course you're going to be chayiv. Not for the hanah, you'll be chayiv for the ma'aseh itself. That's the other way to look at your kinyan. It could be that all these rishonim who say that by Achila, Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana, they're all assuming like the second approach in Shekinah. He asked the question, what does Shekinah have to do with Mitzvah? Shekinah is a din by Yisur. Can you be Yotzi a Mitzvah with Hanav? That kash is only applicable if you understand Shekinah in the first way. If you say Shekinah is Mechayev you, despite the fact that you don't have a Maisa, that the Maisa doesn't relate to you because you were only Mesasek, you didn't realize what you were doing, you're Chayev for the Hanav anyway. So if we say that you're chayev and yisurim for the hanah anyway, despite the fact that there's no ma'aseh, so that's a nice idea for yisurim, but you can't be yotzi a mitzvah just with hanah. But if you assume shekinena means that although you didn't know what you were doing, the hanah automatically, inextricably links the ma'aseh to the gavra, that's how shekinena is working by yisurim, well, such a concept can apply to mitzvahs too, because what we're saying is that the ikra in the isra is the maisa. The maisa is the maisa achila. But the maisa just happened by itself because I didn't realize what I was doing. It's true you didn't realize what you were doing, but you were nene. And whenever you're nene, then the maisa automatically is connected to the gavra. If that's the vart and shekei nene, so that would apply by mitzvahs too. That even if I do a mitzvah without kavana, and you would say that maybe the mitzvah should not relate to me, but if Shekinah, if it's a mitzvah sachil and a Shekinah, so that mitzvah is going to relate to me. It's like it's my ma'isa. It didn't happen by itself. It's my ma'isa. But we're not there yet. That's the first step. That you have to interpret Shekinah not as saying that the hanoah is mechayev in Yisurim, but rather the hanoah links the ma'isa to the gavra. But it doesn't explain it fully by mitzvahs. Because if your whole mitzvah sichas kavana tells me that to be yotzi a mitzvah, you need two elements. You need the action, the ma'isa, and you also need kavanah. Two things. You need ma'isa, and you need kavanah. So what's Shekinah accomplishing for me? Shekinah links the ma'isa to me, but I still didn't have kavanah. You can link the ma'isa to me from hein bis morgen, right? From today until tomorrow. Well, what's it going to do for me? I'm still missing kavanah. So you have to add another hanach. These Rishonim are assuming, what's the purpose of Kavanah, Lamanda Amar Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah? Is it that mitzvahs have two elements, Maisa and Kavanah? You need both, you need an action, you need Kavanah Lotzeis. Well, no, maybe we should say, the purpose of Kavanah is to link the Maisa to the Gavra. The whole goal of Kavanah Lotzeis is to link that Maisa to the individual. Without Kavanah, so some kind of an action, some kind of a Maisa Mitzvah is done, but if you didn't have Kavanah Lotzeis, so maybe we just don't link that ma'isa mitzvah to you. L'man da'am mitzvah sichas kavana. Maybe you need kavana to link the ma'isa to the gavra. Not as an independent requirement. Ma'isa and kavana. No, kavana is a tenai in the ma'isa mitzvah. It's a way to link the ma'isa mitzvah to the gavra. If we understand kavana as a way, as a mechanism to link the ma'isa mitzvah to the gavra, and we understand shekinah and not as saying that hanah is mechayev of the person in Yisurim, despite the fact that the ma'isa happened by itself, but rather shekinah is a way of linking the ma'isa to the gavra and he's chayev for the ma'isa iser, so then everything is beautiful. Because even by mitzvahs, Shekinah links the ma'isa to the gavra. It automatically links the ma'isa mitzvah to the gavra. Just like it can link a ma'isa issa to the gavra, it can link a ma'isa mitzvah to the gavra. But there's an independent requirement for kavanah? No! These Rishonim, Tosfos and the Raivin and the Ra, they all assume that there is no independent concept of Kavanah. There's no independent requirement to have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah. The purpose of Kavanah is to link the Maisa to the individual. If that's the case, Shekein Menachem takes the place of Kavanah. Even if in general Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah, because without Kavanah, Lord says the mice is not linked to the Gavra, but by Mitzvah Zachila, where you have Shekein Nenah, you don't need Kavanah. Why not? Because Shekein Nenah takes the place of Kavanah. The whole goal of Kavanah is to link the mice to the Gavra. But if you have a Mitzvah Zachila, if you have Shekein Nenah and a Mitzvah Zachila, that automatically links the mice to the Gavra. And then you're not going to need Kavanah. So as long as you make two assumptions, then these shitas of the Rishonim make perfect sense. The idea that mitzvah ain't shichas kavana by mitzvah zachila, dafka by mitzvah zachila, even if normally mitzvah shichas kavana, the beer is that shekein nen is coming to link the maisa to the gavra. Kavanas hamitzvah, kavana lotzeis is also coming to link the maisa to the gavra. It's not an independent requirement. So if they're both coming to do the same thing, then b'mokum that I have a shekein nenah like a mitzvah zachila, I don't need kavanah, because the shekein nenah is going to link the ma'isa to the gavra, and we don't look at it as though the ma'isa happened by itself, despite the fact that he doesn't have kavanah losses. This is what the Rishonim are going to say. And what did the Magid Mishnah think? Why does he distinguish between a mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa and a mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa? So l'chora, the simple answer is that the Magen Mishnah felt that Shekein Nenah tells me that you're chayav by Yisurim for the Hanach. It doesn't link the maisa to the gavra. That's not what it's accomplishing. It's a special halacha l'gavra Yisurim. Despite the fact that the maisa happens by itself, misasa b'halavim v'arayas, you don't know what you're doing, so we don't link the maisa to the gavra. You're chayav for the hanah. You didn't do the maisa, but you're chayav anyway. You're chayav for the hanah, despite the fact that you didn't do the maisa, because you were nana from that chaylev, from the bee. So zok the Magen Mishnah, if shekein nana is telling me that you're chayav for the hanah, that doesn't apply to the realm of mitzvahs. It can't apply to the realm of mitzvahs. So if it can't apply to the realm of mitzvahs, obviously there has to be a different answer to justify the Rambam Shita, to reconcile the steer in the Rambam. And this could be the Machlokas, the Magen Mishnah, and the Ran. And the basic understanding of Tosfos, and the Ran, and the Raivid, that somehow by Mitzvah Zachila, because of Shekein Nenah, Mitzvah Zachila's Kavana, is built on this Yisod, that Shekein Nenah is not telling me that you're chayav for the Hanah, but rather Shekein Nenah is linking the Maisa to the Gavra. And it's taking the place of Kavana, which also is there to link the Maisa Mitzvah to the Gavra. The final question that we have to answer is, what's the difference between the Raivid and the Ran on the one hand and our Tosfos? They all agree that Shekein Nenah can link the Maisa to the Gavra, so why do some say that even by Achila Bal Korcha Shekein Nenah works, and others say that Shekein Nenah doesn't work by Achila Bal Korcha? So l'chora, that machlokas is a machlokas in details. Right? They're arguing when to apply Shekein Nenah. Shekein Nenah is a mechanism that's going to link the Maisa Mitzvah to the Gavra. But the question is, when does it link? When does it link? The Ravid and the Ran say that if there is a physical Hana, if there's Hana Smeyav, some kind of nutritional benefit, so then you can't disassociate the Maisa with the Gavra, because the Hanah speaks to you. The Hanah is Soveach V'omer. The Hanah is like saying this Gavra, the Maisa. The Raivan and the Ran say that it doesn't matter that they force-fed him. So what? But there is Hanah here. Physical Hanah. Hanah is Meyav. He ingested it, or they put it inside of him. And he gets nutritional benefit from it. So whenever there's nutritional benefit, there is Hanah. Physical Hanah. There is nutritional benefit. Whenever there's nutritional benefit, you can't disassociate the Maisa with the Gavra. So automatically, the Hana'a is going to link the Maisa to the Gavra. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it's nice that there's nutritional benefit, but the only way that we can link a Maisa to the Gavra is if it's a Maisa Birotzen. If it's done bal karcha, you can't say something that the person was forced to do, that's his maisa. It's not his maisa, he doesn't want to do it. It's a, you know, you can't force him, you can't force a maisa on the person. You can't force a maisa on the person. So Tosfos says that if you're force feeding him, you can say shekeinena from today until tomorrow, that's not his maisa. What's shekeinena going to do? You can't say shekeinena. Tosfos says, you can't say shekeinena if you're force feeding him. You know, it's similar to the vart that the Pnei Yeshua had, that how can you say shekeinena by Mara? What do you mean, how can you say shekeinena by Mara? He is getting nutritional benefit from it. Yeah, but you can't. It's not a pleasant taste. It's a davar mar. So that far, we weren't going to say. That was what the Pnei Yeshua says, but many can argue that even though it's an unpleasant taste, but he's doing it baratzon, he's taking it baratzon. That's called shekeinena, because he's feeling, he's tasting what he's supposed to be tasting. That's what the Torah wants him to taste. They want him to taste the davar mar. So in a similar sense, the Ravid and the Ran hold that if there's any nutritional benefit, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, shekeinena tells me that this mice is linked to the gavra. And Tosfos says, come on, if the achila is an achila bal karcha, if it's not baratzon, how can you say shekeinena? How can you say it's the gavra's maisa? He doesn't want to be doing this maisa. How can you associate that maisa with the gavra? He doesn't have kavana. It's bar karcha. It's even against his will. So that's not going to be associated with the gavra. So it says Tosfos, such a maisa doesn't have the special element of shekeinena. That's just like every other mitzvah. That's what he's saying. Kfa'uva achal matzah shavuah d'shmulas halacha. That's not a din of achila. That yotza, that's a din of kalat Torah kula, so that's why Rabbah can extrapolate from that even tokei alashir is yotza. But Agimara says Tosfos, Agimara is not achila bal karcha. Agimara is talking about achila beratzin, even though it's mara, it's achila beratzin. If it's achila beratzin, so then shekeinena can associate this action with the gavra, even if he doesn't have kavan. Okay, so it turns out that the machlokas, the Ravid and the Ran against our Tosfos is, when do we apply shekeinena by achila? They both agree, they all agree that shekeinena is not saying that by yisurim, whenever you have a hanoa, then you're going to be chayiv for the hanoa. Because if that's the case, that can't apply to mitzvahs. Rather, they're saying that shekeinena links the maisa to the gavra, and he's chayiv for the maisa, not for the hanoa. But the question is, can we say that automatically shekeinena is going to link the maisa to the gavra, even if he's being fed bal karcha? The Ravid and the Ran say yes, because he has a hanas meyav, he has a nutritional benefit, so that nutritional benefit already links him. Tosu says no, if it's not an achila baratzon, then it's not going to be linked to him, and then he's not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, this concludes the sugya of mitzvah sichas kavana by mitzvah achila. I'd just like to add a little bit of